Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, one more thought about that 2006 documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car? The director, whose name we couldn't come up with, was Chris Payne. And I gather that he is returning this year with a film called Revenge of the Electric Car. So there. Now, who had a better week, Instagram or Amazon? Tim Carmody, senior writer for Wired magazine, says Amazon did, and he's here to explain why a price-fixing lawsuit against Apple and the five largest book publishers was great news for Jeff Bezos at Amazon. He'll also explain if it was good or bad news for us, consumers of books. Tim Carmody, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
So the five publishers are Simon & Schuster, HarperCollins, Hachette, Macmillan, and Penguin. What does the lawsuit say Apple and these five publishers did to fix prices on ebooks?
Well, there's several things, and different publishers, different players did different things involved with it. But essentially what they're alleging is that they conspired both through direct and indirect communication to simultaneously move from a wholesale model where they sell books essentially at a flat rate, and then the retailer's free to sell them at whatever price they want, to an agency model where the publisher sets the prices and the retailer gets a commission. This is what Apple does with its App Store. It's what Apple does basically with almost everything that it sells retail, and they applied the same model to books. What the publishers did was use Apple, and Apple used the publishers, vice versa, to force the same terms on all the other ebook retailers in the industry. There's some legal mechanisms, and then the Department of Justice also has some emails and some communications back and forth where it appears at least that some executives at these publishing companies explicitly conspired to do this, which is illegal for them to coordinate their actions under antitrust law.
So the charge is they colluded to all go to this agency model, which maintains a certain price level, and it was their alleged collusion that's the antitrust claim. How much did that raise ebook prices on consumers?
Estimates vary. The Department of Justice is putting it in the sort of aggregate in the tens to hundreds of millions. On average, generally what happened was ebooks, best-selling sort of mainstream ebooks, went from about $10 to between $12 to $15 per book. So you could say it's about probably about a 30% bump in individual ebook prices.
Explain how the pay model these five publishers set up, that agency model, differs from the Amazon model.
Well, Amazon has a couple of different models, and eventually they had to adopt the agency model because the publishers said, we won't give you the books unless you adopt it. But the model that Amazon and other retailers had been using in the industry is really the same as the retail model, where the publisher sells you a book, an ebook, usually at about half the list price, and then the retailer is free to sell it either at list price or discounted or give it away in a promotion, sort of a buy one, get one free. You know, we know this with new hardcover sales. We go to physical bookstores, you know, they're 40% off. And, you know, places like Walmart and Best Buy will sometimes discount things even below the wholesale price. So that's essentially what the wholesale model allows you to do. Agency model, there's some different things in the accounting, but the biggest thing that it did for publishers was it said, publishers set the price, and it's the same price at every retailer. Mm-hmm. So essentially different retailers. So Amazon can't compete with Barnes & Noble or Apple based on price. We can't say you can get the same book cheaper at this store than you can at the other one.
So listeners, New York publishing industry people, are you out there? Call us up. What's your reaction to this lawsuit? Are you even more nervous now about your industry than you were before? Do you see this as an existential threat with Amazon, ironically, as the big bad beast, and we'll get to that? Or do you think that this is in any way good for the future of books, ebooks in particular, books in general? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'd love to hear from some publishing industry people on this or anyone else. 212-433-9692 or post to WNYC.org. click on Brian Lehrer Show for Tim Carmody from Wired. And you wrote, Tim, that the Amazon CEO, Jeff Bezos, should send Attorney General Eric Holder an early Christmas card for bringing this suit. But isn't it sort of ironic that this antitrust, anti-monopoly lawsuit against the publishers and Apple will help Amazon get that much closer to becoming a monopoly itself?
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting way that they approached. I mean, the investigation into ebook prices, essentially what they did was they focused almost entirely on the simultaneous move to agency pricing, which did have a clear effect on prices. The Department of Justice, their position is really less. There's sort of two issues. It's less about market share. So, Amazon dominating X percentage of the ebook market, or even these publishers, dominating X percentage of ebook sales. It's really about illegal coordination between them, and then ultimately the effect of that coordination on prices for consumers. So, Eric Holder in his statement said, we're dedicated to making sure that we keep ebook prices low and that we, to preserve innovation in this market. But essentially, what the document seems to do is paint Amazon as a kind of beneficent, if monopolistic, beneficent market force, that Amazon drove prices down, that made it better for consumers, it brought ebooks to the industry, and it only had to reluctantly agree to this model once the big bad publishers and Apple all ganged up on it. The document is actually really remarkable in how favorable a light it puts in Amazon, in addition to the settlement terms that they've been able to negotiate so far with three of the five publishers. So two of the publishers, Penguin and Macmillan, as well as Apple, are still holding out. But the settlement terms are extremely favorable to Amazon. They essentially give Amazon the right to do everything it's wanted to do with these publishers and just hasn't had the leverage that the publishers en masse have had in order to get these terms out of them. And it guarantees it in law that as part of compliance to federal antitrust law, the publishers have to give Amazon or any other retailer these terms.
No wonder you say Bezos should send Eric Holder an early Christmas card. Do you think Eric Holder has a blind spot about Amazon and its monopoly potential?
At the very least, I think you can make the case, and not just with Amazon, but with Apple and with other retailers too, that one of the drivers on prices and one of the restrictions on consumer choice in ebooks has been the fact that individual ebook stores tend overwhelmingly lock you into a particular reader and vice versa. And so in Amazon's case, books you buy on the Kindle can only be read on the Kindle. You can't buy books from other bookstores and read them on a Kindle or a Kindle Fire.
Mm-hmm.
In Apple's case, because of the change in-app purchase rules, you can read books from other bookstores on an iPad or an iPhone, but you can't purchase them in-app. You have to go to a browser around. And really, the Department of Justice isn't concerned with the monopolist, at least in this case, doesn't address that at all. So that's the other reason why I say Jeff Bezos should send Eric
right.
Holder a Christmas card, because it addressed all the issues in the ebook industry that are negatively affecting Amazon, but none of the ones that Amazon has done itself. And even some of the clauses that are tackling most favored nation, Amazon has those clauses. Amazon's name doesn't come up. It's really quite remarkable.
And Amazon immediately announced that they were lowering prices of ebooks following mm-hmm. Holder's announcement. The question is, will they then just raise them if they firmly establish a total domination over the industry? Let's take a phone call. Peter in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Peter.
Hi. I just want to clarify something, which is that, one, Amazon isn't buying ebooks and reselling them. They are paying publishers for the books after they sell them, which is... Either you could compare it to real estate, where again the owner of the property sets the price, not the sales rep or the sales vehicle, or a consignment shop, where again, it's up to you if you want to agree to the price the consignment shop wants to set on your product, but they don't have the right to set a price without your permission.
So in other words, at a traditional bricks and mortar bookstore, if Barnes & Noble or a neighborhood bookstore thinks that they can sell 20 books, they have to buy 20 copies of the book and then the risk is on them?
Correct. Now, the publishing industry does allow returns, but it does only allow them at a lower discount. If you buy non-returnable, you get a bigger discount. So and you have to pay for them before they're returnable. You have you can't return a book for 90 days, but the terms generally are they have to be paid for in 30.
Right. Tim?
Yeah, there's a way in which the whole wholesale versus agency distinction, particularly as a matter of law, is not terribly applicable to e-books. So, again, with things, even with an agency model, for the example of a consignment shop, there are issues like who has the risk involved, who actually stores the device. Once you start to get into virtual goods and kind of alternate conception schemes, these things become much more metaphorical than they are real. And so one of the things that, you know, if it turns out that this case winds up getting litigated, so I've talked to a number of legal experts on it, there's a lot of things that are just simply not settled law with respect to defining what an agency relationship or defining what a wholesale or a compensation relationship looks like once you get into this world of totally virtual goods. So we're dealing with things that are metaphors from the physical print industry and physical retail in general, and we're trying to apply them in new ways to this world of software. But, and it's not always a perfect fit.
Robin in Fort Lee, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robin.
Hi Brian. I'm an author of books for young adults, and I'm interested in knowing what authors' royalties or how authors' royalties are going to be affected by this situation.
You got the question, Tim?
Sure. The issue is for publishers. So the publishers were worried about two things with Amazon gaining pricing power. So they were worried about Amazon ultimately raising the price of books, and they were also worried about Amazon ultimately negotiating much lower wholesale terms for books. So currently, you know, royalty rates are determined between authors and their publishers. What we're going to have to see is what the ultimate effect this decision has, first on retail prices. It may cause retail prices to go down. Retail prices may have stabilized. At least in the last couple of weeks, prices for ebooks have actually gone up a fair amount. So it may be that prices have now stabilized around the $12 mark rather than the $10 mark. And then we're also going to have to see and one of the things that the settlement compels is that the publishers renegotiate their contracts, both with Apple and with other retailers that they had sort of similar agency relationships with. We're going to have to see what the compensation is there and then how that in turn affects the ability of publishers and authors to maintain, to get royalties,
right,
what their royalties are.
Robin,
so
thanks.
These negotiations will spread downward throughout the industry.
And then will Robin or other authors get published, depending on the nature of the books they write? Obviously, the publishers already have to think that a book can be sold, but traditional publishers are arguing that if Amazon kills off publishers as we know them, who take the editorial process very seriously, who cares if the books are cheap for the consumer if the books are bad? And maybe the publishers have a point. Is part of what's at stake for the consumer the quality of the content? Because if Amazon is the publisher as well as the distributor and the seller of the Kindle, then we're not necessarily going to get the same quality. You know, we're not going to get the history books. We're not going to get the literature that isn't easily movable. Or is that too
actually,
chicken little?
No. I think the issue is it's a very real concern as to what Amazon's role will continue to be, not just as a retailer in the ebook industry, but as a budding publisher in the industry. But the other thing that's emerging with ebooks is that you're getting a lot more self-publishing, a lot more kind of small experimental publishers. So people like Smashwords, for instance, who are sort of ebook distributors for iBooks and for other stores, where authors are allowed to set their own prices, And authors are also allowed to experiment with their prices. So there's a way in which, so the agency model doesn't really just affect these big publishers. It also affects the ability of small presses, individual authors to set their own prices for books. And there's a case to be made that now, with digital technology, it's actually authors and not publishers and not retailers, but it's authors who have the closest relationship with consumers, who know their customers the best, who are doing the most to drive innovation in the ebook market, not just in sort of style and publishing models, but also in pricing. And that's one of the things that's helped keep ebook prices lower is the emergence of these self-publishers who are publishing at not at $12 and not at $10, but at 99 cents, at $3, and able to engage directly with the audience. So that's the sort of alternate possibility, is that Amazon actually turns out to be a kind of intermediary in what is now a new relationship directly between author and reader.
Fascinating. And there you have it. The U.S. Justice Department brings a price-fixing lawsuit against Apple and the five largest book publishers. Great news for Amazon. We've been talking about some of the implications for authors, publishers, readers with Tim Carmody from Wired Magazine. Tim, thank you very much.
Thank you.